Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Wow, who's gotta start first?
See, yeah. Okay, it's like.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my bad, you were doing it already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
What dead? It is, yeah. It's brain dead with us.
Bloody idiots, get out of my face.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. Why do I always have to go first? Oh my. Esther, seriously.
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I find that when I'm like hungry and I eat food, it makes me hungrier.
Really?
I can't explain it. It just feels like it's not food. Mm. But I think that's just my fat mind.
Like, I've had a thing of wanting to finish my meal very quickly.
Oh, you'd be racing.
Yeah, like, well, like
first of all, when we went on a meal for Honey and we talked about it, did you say this? Because I seem to remember the heat was on me.
What did I say? I don't remember.
Because I remember everyone saying that I ate really, really fast.
Yeah, like, but you made it sound like you're chasing the food.
Like, okay.
Like, I have a tendency to, like, I can't eat slow. Like, I can't just be like,
yeah,
like, you know, people just be chilling, eating, slow, just
Vanessa eats slow,
vibing. I can't do that.
Like, we have to, I think at this point, we have to send Vanessa to the restaurant ahead of everybody else because then we might finish at the same time. Vanessa eats slow, like, and then you look and you're still eating.
I'm ready to be like, okay,
but they said that's how you should eat though, if you like to eat small portions.
Yeah,
if you're trying to lose weight and stuff like that.
Small portions quickly.
No, you eat small portions slowly because you have to chew your food. I think it's like 20 times, something crazy like that. I just think it's disgusting because it's just in my mouth. Screaming. You're one of the people that just swallow the rice.
I chew the rice, but like, I'm not going to chew and chew and chew.
You meant to chew it to a nice consistent and then swallow it.
I think that's how it's healthy. Okay, maybe 3 chews then.
3 chews?
The swallowing.
Because that's how your body breaks it down.
Maybe that's why I get constipated.
And it digests properly.
Yeah, I don't really chew for very long.
What about like fufu and stuff?
Oh, I swallow.
Nah, you're mad.
You chew it?
Yes.
Ew.
You can't just swallow it?
Yeah.
What if you choke? Have you ever choked on it?
No, but you do small portions. You're not going to take big fat portions. You do small. No, but
how small is small? Like baby small? Like, you know, babies pinch. You're not pinching.
Yeah, but like a small one that I can swallow easily.
Let me show you an example.
I can't believe you chew.
Like this?
Yeah, 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 I can swallow that.
Whew, I can't. I can't swallow that.
Throat
gulped.
You have to chew it. Just joking,
guys. Just joking. Nah, welcome to the No Shade
Experience. I'm just kidding, guys.
I'm screaming.
So you chew it?
Yeah.
So Ebba and stuff, you chew it?
Yes.
Ew.
You can't just swallow it.
I will feel
it.
Sick. I'll actually feel
like
sick.
My belly is just like, yup, into my belly.
Like, I will like, I think what I do is I will make
The ball
like flat in my mouth. Like when I eat it, do you get what I mean?
That's more disgusting because that means you're playing around with it in your mouth.
No, as in like I'll swallow it, but then I'll just flatten it and then swallow. Or sometimes I just swallow when it's round. I can't believe you chew.
You got throat skills, man. Because
the only thing I would chew is yam or like,
I would like to think so. Do you want to die?
Yam or like meat, rice.
First of all, you're naming the obvious things you're chewing. Yeah, can you imagine not trying to chew yam? Actually need Jesus.
What else? Yeah, plantain.
Okay. Do you like soft or hard plantain?
Soft. Not too soft, like to the point where it's like soggy. Like,
that's
you know,
my mash.
Yeah, or like, you know when it's so soft where when you fry it, it goes black quickly.
Yeah, or like it's like just one plantain.
No.
Because like, it sticks together.
It's gone squidgy.
Yeah, it's squishy and then like sticks together.
Yeah, I know what it's
I like hard plantain. I like mash it.
Not too hard. Like the yellow.
No, I like it hard.
Nah. That sounded wrong.
Oh, did it sound right? I'm joking. Yeah, I like my plantain.
Okay, nah, I'm not.
I really don't like soft plantain. I just think it's such
in between.
Nah, it really is such a
punishment. But then, you know what's mad is I'm not really a plantain girl.
Really? I love plantain. I'm going home to fry plantain now.
I get sick of it after a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I love plantain.
I can have it in small portions, but some people can have plantain as a meal. Like as a...
Okay, I can have it as a meal.
Yeah, I can have it as a side, but not like I'd have it like...
Oh, I love plantain, yeah, with like grilled chicken. That's nice. I like it as well with suya.
Mm.
Ooh, that is banging. Yeah. That is a meal.
Yeah.
But I go through phases. I like plantain anyway, but I go through phases where I'm literally obsessed with plantain. Like I eat plantain
really?
Every day.
My mom's like that. She eats plantain. I just like love all it. The time. I all just, the time.
But the worst thing for me is when I fry plantain. When it tricks me that it's hard, and I fry it, then it's soft.
How can you get tricked?
Because you know I keep it in the fridge.
Oh, okay, okay.
So
okay.
Sometimes maybe this bitch is just cold. And then I fry it and I'm like, yeah. Are you kidding me?
You really don't like soft plantain.
I really don't like soft plantain. Wow. I had it the other day because I went out for a dinner. Okay, let me just be quiet. I went out for, so because Daniel had, his label threw him like a private dinner.
Okay.
To celebrate his EP.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was hungry. That restaurant was taking forever to get the food.
I've heard about that. Reviews from that restaurant.
Girl, they never gonna see my ass again.
I've heard mixed reviews.
This is why you guys should follow people. You should follow us on Instagram because you would know the tea. I can't really name them because I don't know. But
the thing is,
it's a
black business, right?
It's a black business.
So it's like.
But my thing is, you're a black business here, and you're in a prime place in the London. You're
yeah,
in Mayfair.
Yeah.
Act accordingly, babes.
Yeah.
But you know, forever.
Us, like, and not to generalize, but us black people, like, our traits follow us everywhere.
No, but you know what I'm thinking? Is it actually black owned?
Apparently, it is.
Because a lot of these shits don't be.
I'll be shocked if it isn't, because they do. I think that's what everyone was making a big deal out of it. Like, oh, like,
oh, it's
black owned in like Mayfair, and it's just a. Let me check actually.
Because you know they brought out the pre-starter.
Mm, pre-starters.
Girl.
Ooh.
It's a shot glass
yeah,
here of like it's black owned.
Owned by Nigerians.
Okay. Oh.
Well, one Nigerian and another non-Nigerian.
Where's the person from?
It's I don't know, Moldovan Grigogas.
Sound Lebanese to me. Yeah, so like there was a pre-starter, right? And it's like shot. And sometimes I want to tell you, like, I'm actually, no matter how rich I get in life, yeah, like I'm gonna like what I like. Cause my taste palette, because I'm so picky,
yeah,
and I really get in my head about stuff.
Yeah.
My taste palette is just not wanting to open up. It's just as and my stomach is too sensitive.
Did you pick what you wanted, or was it really like?
Yeah, so basically they had like set menus they sent us.
Okay.
But then you get to pick like what you want from the pre-starter, the starter, the main.
Yeah.
So pre-starter, I just picked pumpkin soup because I didn't know.
Ew.
Yeah, but you know what it is though? No, but sis, if it came in a bowl like this, it's calm. It came in a shot glass. So it's basically a shot glass.
Oh
and it's
my
warm,
God.
And it's one of those you just kind of sip it. I guess it's how the rich folk do it.
So oh,
you
wow.
kind of just sip it. But I
in
had
a shot
sip,
glass.
I said, my belly don't. Like my stuff, me and my we get each other and
oh hell no.
No.
How can you be drinking soup in a shot glass?
This is how they do it. The rich, this is how they do it.
Maybe that's what
so there was that, boy. There was that, and then my starter got prawns. But I have a thing, you know how I feel about like animals, right? I just don't like when I'm reminded of what I'm eating. So I don't like
soft?
When I get prawns. No, I don't like when I get prawns in a whole shell, like eyes and whiskers and all that shit. Tail.
Not whiskers.
Damn. Can you de-head the guy?
I'm so done. Apparently that's what rich people do it.
I don't want to know. No, because it was rich people love to behead shit. That's why
the. But I eat the head though.
What?
You eat the I head can eat the head, yeah.
With
eat.
The eyes?
Yeah, I can eat it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I can
guys,
eat
you think
it.
You know somebody? Was that 8 years friendship now? I'm just finding this out.
It's so funny how you said that because it's going to swiftly move on to something else. But yeah, go on.
Oh dear. So there's that, yeah. And then, so, and then because the thing is that when they do that as well, the meat in the prawn is like this much.
Yeah.
The prawn is looking like a foot long. But the flipping meat
it's
is
a 6 inch.
Inch.
Yeah.
Exactly. So there was that. And then the main, I got sea bass before this is safe. Sea bass. And I got cassava chips.
You love your fish like. Pescatarian,
yeah. It makes very healthy. I love it. But you know, like when you hear cassava chips, what do you think? In an African,
yeah, cassava chips, isn't it?
You're expecting yam, right? Like fried yam.
Yeah, or I'm expecting like diced, like.
Is cassava actually an actual thing? I thought cassava was yam.
It is yam, but it depends on how you cut it.
Okay.
It's like normal yam, but you can cut yam in different
situations. Okay.
Yeah, different shapes. Yeah.
Because I was expecting fried yam. I just thought it was a posh way of saying fried yam.
Oh, you're actually expecting yam yam.
I was expecting fried yam.
No, girl, there's a cassava yam. And then there's yam yam.
Okay, because I started to Google like cassava chips, you know, I like to Google dishes. And it was coming up with like crisps. And I said, Why would I have this with sea bass?
Yeah, they can. You could. Yeah, it depends on how you cut it. It's like plantain chips. Like, it depends on how you cut the plantain chips. No, like, way. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't wait for it to come because it was too late. Like, girl, it was ridiculously late. Like, the food, everything came out so late. It was. I was over it.
Oh no.
So then they brought the sea bass here. So now I'm just chewing on yam on fish.
Fish. Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't like. Okay, I did this weird. It's not even weird. Sorry, I did this thing where. I like my protein and carbs. Like, I like the main and the sides.
Balance, yeah.
I don't even like when I finish one thing before the other.
Yeah, I have to eat it together. Yeah.
So now, because I'm starving and all I have is a flipping 1 centimeter of prawn in me and a sip of pumpkin soup. I'm now chewing on the fish, waiting for the sides to come. Oh. The sides took forever to come. I said, why wouldn't you serve it together?
Yeah.
So stuff like that, I'm thinking, does this restaurant, are you aware of your flaws?
Oh, they are. Yeah, they are. But I think they opened recently. But the thing about Black-owned businesses as well is the fact that, like, because it's Black-owned,
you don't want to shit on your own.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, y'all need to do better. Like, honestly, you guys need to do better.
If we have to preach one more time, I'm going to lose it.
Because I've seen so many mixed reviews about that restaurant. And apparently the portions as well, like, they would really be doing... like Mayfair. Like,
no, it is. It's, you
know, Michelin kind of.
Yeah. You know, you get a nice plate.
Yeah.
And then you get the food is like an island.
Yeah.
And you start getting all these random garnishes. Bro, leave the garnishes
and
out.
And then the main meal is like a teaspoon of the main thing that you ordered. Yes. Yeah.
But I will say that, to be fair, their sides, but then actually their sides was to share. Because it was quite big. Like this bowl. Imagine that, like, this bowl and it had like a jollof rice in it. And the jollof wasn't too bad. But I think because I was hungry, I was desperate.
But girl, at home, can you not finish a bowl of jollof rice?
I can,
like this?
Absolutely.
So how dare you say they should share? That is so cheeky.
That's the point. That's
that is
point.
So cheeky.
But when you know you're hungry, because that's what I was getting with the story. I ate soft plantains. The plantain was so soft, but it tasted like the best thing I ever had. I was starving.
Maybe you can stick to soft plantain.
No, I can't. That was a desperate time that called for desperate measures, and
I'm
that's
so
it.
Done. That is crazy.
But yeah, I don't think they're gonna see me again, man. It's just not.
Nah, because the other Esther wanted to go there as well.
Yeah,
and but then I was like, I've heard mixed reviews, so I don't know.
But then, do you know what? Because Crystal asked me, and I said, do you know what? Maybe if you go, then you get to pick what you. Because I was very limited in what I could pick.
You see, it was just because of the set menu.
Yeah, because it was like different. It was a 5-course meal. I didn't wait for dessert. I said, fuck that. The side barely came out. I'm done. But within each category, each course, sorry, there was like 5 items. But because I'm picky, I'm very limited. But I thought like maybe if I went and I saw the full menu, it might be enough. I might give them another try. But the service is the same as when I went, bruh.
I just think...
I'll actually walk out.
That you've got one opportunity to...
make a change.
Yeah, or like make an impression on someone. And if you this can't even do that, why am I coming again?
Because we basically, where we were downstairs in the basement, so... Because I was like, is it because we're downstairs that we're easily forgettable? But then, but if someone hired out the entire bottom floor of a Mayfair, do you know how expensive that must have been?
And also, if there's a set menu, you know what everybody, like, you know what everyone's going for. So you should have these dishes, like, ready to go. It's not as if everybody's coming to order now where you're trying to make stuff from scratch.
Let me tell you, because we had to obviously send what we wanted in advance, right?
Yeah.
Where I'm sitting here, you can kind of see the kitchen. You know that way in the kitchen's got, like, glass? You can kind of see the kitchen. And I could see the chefs really going at it. And I said, I'll be very honest with you. Because there was a mingling period. There was kind of like a mingling period with just like cocktails and whatever before we sat down for the meal. So I said, y'all have had, we're like three hours behind schedule. You've had a lot of time. But I'm seeing the chefs like getting this out. I said, I hope to God that is the dessert. But it wasn't. It was the main. I said, yeah, I'm over this. Like, I'm actually over it. I don't know if I'll try them again. I think I might do... I mean, the meal that we had was like £120 each.
Wow.
And I didn't even enjoy it. So I don't know, maybe that's if I try it with someone. With like, if I tried it where I get to pick what I want, it might be a different experience, but...
That's how similarly I've heard about the, you know, the, I'm not going to name them, but the rappers that have a restaurant. I don't know if you know.
Don't do that. But you can as well name them.
There's lots of rappers that have restaurants.
Name another one.
I'm not going to say which one because now
not
people are going
to... Not like Wingstop.
But there's loads. Even,
oh my God, there's a Wingstop in Bromley now.
Yeah, I saw your tweet. And also, Nas had a Sweet Chick as well. There's loads of rappers that have restaurants.
I never heard Sweet Chick in my life.
Have you not? The Waffle and Chicken, but they're closed now. They didn't even last long.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think the pandemic...
The restaurant business, though. The restaurant business is not easy.
Yeah, the pandemic, they couldn't survive the pandemic because they opened just before... the year of the pandemic started.
Oh, is it?
Like, I think, around summertime.
Oh, wow.
So I don't think they could handle the pandemic. But the food was all right. It was, you know, normal waffle and chicken. And But there's a rappers that own these restaurants. And like from when they started, they have been getting bad reviews.
Their singer's been
like, to the point where I think they've had to come out and speak and all these different things.
Yeah.
And I think the pandemic, they shut and then they've opened up again. And I'm thinking, okay, you've learned from your mistakes.
Yeah.
And I'm going on TikTok and I'm seeing the same bad reviews, how burgers are cold.
Still?
Yeah, like...
But have you opened?
Yeah, burgers are cold. The mac and cheese is not macking and cheesing. Oh, like, that's sad. Like, yeah, and apparently like, they sat them down at a table that was not even cleared. Like the...
Is this recently?
Yeah, recently.
Or this is the old news?
No, recently.
Because it reopened?
Yeah.
And this is again?
Yeah, they sat them down at a table that wasn't even like clear and everything, and how everything takes long. When by the time the food comes out, it's cold. And I'm like,
because you know what it is? When I go to a restaurant, typically when I go to a restaurant, I'm flipping hungry.
That's why I'm here.
Like, I'm hungry. I don't tend to eat because I'm like, oh, I want to really enjoy the food. So when I go to a restaurant, I can't, that's one of the reasons why I'm scared to go to Ghana, because I don't heard about y'all.
Even, anyway.
Because I'm hearing that you can take my order and then you come out 2 hours later and tell me the food is done. Girl, what does that mean?
Even ordering on an app, I ordered, I think this was New Year's Day or something like that. So I was even shocked that it said that the restaurant was open because in Ghana, most places are closed. So I was even shocked. I was like, okay, cool. Ordered now, 1 hour, 2 hours, Esther. Now the driver's only going to, the driver said he's going to, he's on his way. He's stuck in traffic. I'm like, you're a motorcyclist.
How
are you stuck in traffic? Like, you can, I'm sure you can squeeze.
You can weave and wave and just put my feet on your way here, but.
Then 2.5 hours later, Esther, I get a call saying that. No, I think it was a notification on the app saying that the restaurant is closed.
What does that mean? Was it?
The driver went there and the restaurant is closed. It's never, it was never opened. So I said, so who accepted my order? I called the app, I called the customer thingy. Someone in India or somewhere talking about, the driver's informed us that the restaurant is closed. We're really sorry. And I was like, so
I'm still hungry.
What are you gonna do? I've been waiting for 2.5 hours. They're like, oh, we can put credit on your thing. And I was like, but that's not good enough. Why am I waiting 2.5 hours?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hours and on the app, it says the restaurant's open, but it's not.
That is very sad.
I was so sad that day. I was so, so sad
Thinking, I'm very sad for you.
And I was so hungry. Because,
yes. And that's my thing. When I'm hungry, I am not to play with. Like, you know, I'm like, my face is straight. I'm hungry.
I was so sad.
So having to wait for food, yeah. Like, it's bad enough. Obviously, when you go to a restaurant, like, when you have to wait and whatever... Obviously, I expect the food to be cooked. I don't want to be pre-cooked anyway. Yeah. So I'm trying to wait because I know something great is coming.
And I think that's what happens in Ghana.
When you're waiting for time.
Yeah, I think that's what happens in Ghana is that they make stuff from like scratch. Fresh. So you literally have to wait. Like, oh, madame, it's coming. Please, it's coming. It's coming.
But you know what though? With restaurants, there should be certain things that you know to make. You can prep the vegetables.
You can prep that.
You prep that. So certain things you can prep.
Even with meat, I'm sorry, but you can cook it and then just keep it in... those steamy cooler thingies so that it's still warm.
It's still fresh,
Like,
but you know what it is? I think here they might do that, but then with regulations, they'll throw it out after a certain time.
That's
but in
fine.
Ghana, Nigeria, you eat the meat. There's a place I went to Nigeria.
Yeah.
I sniffed the meat as I'm eating this. I'm eating it. There's nothing. I said, if I eat this, I'm not making anything I'm here
I
for.
I think some places do make it from scratch though, because I remember we went to a restaurant in Ghana one time and we ordered tilapia. Girl, it took like an hour. And
that means they're just seasoning the fish.
And I think they like freshly was cooking on the grill. Because when it came out, it looked proper fresh. But at the same time, like with tilapia and stuff like that, like, I'm sorry, but you can still
cook it. You should have seasoned that from time.
Yeah, you can still cook it and just... You and know fish, how much portion you should make. Do you know what I mean? Roughly during maybe peak season, you know, okay, I need to make this much so that it doesn't go to waste. How are you telling me you're now just making fresh from
waiting
scratch?
Waiting for food, yeah, is one of the most frustrating things of my life.
And the worst is when you come and tell me later we don't have it.
That, I'll cry. I've cried. Have you ever cried because of food?
Girl, you're telling
I've
me.
I've cried because of food.
I've cried when I think that, oh, I've saved food. I'm yes, coming back to eat yes, it and it's not there anymore. Yes. Or I'll call my mom and be like, oh, what's there to eat?
Yeah.
Like if I'm at work, I'll be like, oh, so what's there to eat? Like yeah, she'll be like, oh, there's da-da-da-da. I come and I'm like, but girl, this ain't it.
This ain't it.
This ain't
I
it.
Cried when my mom told me that she's gonna make something and I
and she didn't make it.
I was inconsolable. I even want to cry. It's triggering me right now.
Then
I can't
everything else that you're going through will just come together and in one ball you just cry because why am I still starving?
Why does life hate me? Why do you want me dead? If you want to kill me, just, if you don't like me, just say that.
Honestly, the worst thing.
It's really a lot.
The worst thing. But yeah, restaurants you need to do better. I get it's yeah, hard, but
I'm sorry. Don't start one. Oh my gosh, I went to a brunch last week. So Chelsea's birthday, went to a brunch, yeah.
Yeah.
So when I got
I've been
in there,
to that
yeah,
place before.
Have you?
Yeah, but not for a brunch there. I just went for dinner.
The brunches are good. Because yeah, basically they got that two different brunches. So you can either have a Prosecco one, like a bottomless Prosecco or bottomless cocktails.
Yeah.
It's really nice. The cocktails are banging. You can choose different cocktails, it's banging.
Mm.
Sorry. But the food is mediocre. The food is like every other Turkish restaurant. Like,
yeah.
Food is nothing.
It was alright.
It was
yeah,
alright. Like, it didn't blow my yeah, mind. So when I got in there, yeah, like, they were like, oh, your table's this way. I said, okay, went there. Then they just left me standing there. I said, anyone going to show me the table? Then I asked someone, she's like, oh, let me go and check. She went and then I didn't see her as well. I'm like, are you people alright in here? Is everyone okay? Then I finally got sit on the table and I was like, yeah, because your colleagues are telling me this is him. I was like, oh, because we're really busy. I said, then you should know. I said, and don't take that many, don't take that many bookings. If you're too busy,
it's not my business.
Just sit people down.
Yeah.
That's my problem. I said them respectfully. That's
none of my business, yeah.
So as much as opening a restaurant is hard,
know what you're getting yourself into.
Don't know if it's hard.
So many. The thing is, I think a lot of people
everything in life is hard.
See like people like restaurants, some restaurants thriving and stuff like that. And think, oh, I can do it. And it's all right to start something and be able to think, okay, you know what? Maybe it's not for me.
Yeah.
But I just think, are you putting your all into it?
Yep.
Because I feel like a lot of you lot are not putting your all into it.
That's a lot of things.
Because
be
saying that, oh, I'm too busy or food coming out late, it's like the bare minimum.
The bare minimum.
Like, you have a restaurant because you want to serve food. Why is it coming late?
It's just ridiculous.
It's crazy.
I really just don't like poor service.
Crazy. But talking about friendships, so.
Okay, let's go.
I was thinking today that we've been friends for 8 years.
Yeah.
And people who've listened to the pods, obviously...
For nearly five years, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I'll talk about this morning.
Wouldn't know how well we know each other. Know how well we know each other. So I thought, why not do a quiz of how well we know each other?
It's going to be so funny.
So there's a couple
it's
of questions.
A reflection of our friendship.
Couple of questions
okay,
that we can ask each other.
Okay.
So the first one is... This is well, can't
birthday.
Get it wrong, yeah.
Okay.
When is each other's birthdays?
Okay, yours is 3rd of November.
And yours is 2nd of August?
Yes. Okay. I know, sounds so sure.
No, I was thinking, it's not 3rd.
No, because when I said 3rd and you were like, I was thinking, it's not the 2nd. I would never remember that.
Okay, cool.
That's so funny.
1 point each.
Okay.
How many brothers and sisters do I have?
You have a brother and a sister.
Okay. You
this is gonna be interesting.
You have 3 sisters.
Yeah.
And 1 brother.
Yeah, that's good. I'm actually so down.
Okay. This one I don't know how we're gonna answer it. It's what's my special talent?
Ooh.
I don't think I have a special talent.
You can sing.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Good luck with mine, because I don't even know what talent is.
What's your special talent?
I don't even know what my talent is.
You always have solutions.
Do you know what? That is, I was talking to someone yesterday and I was saying how, basically I always felt like a talent had to be something like singing, playing piano, blah, blah, blah. But I realised that that in itself is a gift.
Yeah.
And it's a gift. Okay, point to you.
Okay, so what's the main thing I do in my free time?
Oh my gosh.
I know yours. You watch like,
mine.
What's that show? Something to do with the father. Is it a father? No.
No, not father.
What's that show? The Nerds.
Big Bang.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you do in your free time? I feel like you kind of do the same. You watch shows.
Yeah. Or I just, just chill. Okay. What's the main thing I don't like about myself?
Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
That's a tricky one. That's like something that you don't know. You're like, what? Damn.
I don't even know what I don't like about myself.
What do you like about yourself? Oh, I think maybe, I think sometimes what you don't like about yourself, even though I think it's a good thing, I think there's a reason why you like that. I think you don't like how you're committed to people in terms of like relationships and friendships.
Oh my God. You're very committed. I was just having this conversation yesterday.
Yeah. I think you don't like that because I think people don't hold it in the same way that you hold it.
Yes.
And then that disappoints you.
Yes.
And you regret having that trait, even though sometimes it does work for good.
That is so true. Oh, yes, girl.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm now to think about yours now. Oh,
That's a question where I don't like about myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
What don't you like about yourself?
I'm trying to think why I don't like about myself.
Oh, this is hard.
It's hard.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
Ding, what did I like about myself?
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, I'm trying to think.
Because
you caught me on a good day. Caught me on a bad day, I'm going to give you a list.
I think, I don't know, maybe that you, I don't know. What don't you like about yourself?
I just don't know.
Like, time's ticking. I'll come back to it.
It's just silence in the listener's ears.
Like, girls. Okay, I'll come back to that so one, definitely. Funny. What's my daily routine?
Okay, your daily routine. Your new routine?
What's my old routine?
No, your new routine involves the gym.
Okay.
Let's say this involves the gym because we're booking that spirit.
Okay.
So you wake up, you go to the gym.
Yeah.
You come back home.
Yeah.
You get ready for work.
Yeah.
If you're working from home, obviously you work from home.
Yeah.
If you're going to work, you go to work. You come home.
Yes.
You come home, have dinner, and you chill and unwind for the rest of the day.
Okay, yeah.
That's a Monday to Friday. Saturday, you're in here.
Okay, I think your routine is you wake up.
Yep.
DTDA.
Yep.
Maybe squeeze in the gym.
Girl. The gym now. Yeah, okay, I can squeeze in the gym here and there, yeah.
Or work.
Yeah, definitely work.
Maybe do a school run.
Definitely do a school run.
Come back to work.
Definitely come back to work.
Or maybe gym after.
Yeah.
And then you unwind.
Yeah, that is exactly it. That is, a laugh is important.
Honestly.
Oh, my life.
Who's our celebrity crush? Yours is Offset.
Yes.
Yeah, I think.
Yours is Drake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's our worst enemy? I don't have enemies or...
I don't have enemies.
I don't think I have an enemy.
I can't even think like who you don't like. Because I feel like when we don't like someone, we just don't give you attention. Like,
And it's never that deep to the point where it's like, you're my enemy. Yeah,
like the heck, what were we, Incredibles?
No.
Yeah, I can skip that. Yeah. It's the enemy.
What's
Satan.
Our...
Satan's our worst enemy.
Amen, yes. Hate the devil. What's our favourite place in the world?
I think yours is Ghana.
Yeah.
Ghana's your happy place.
That's quite
Ghana's
easy.
Ghana's your happy place.
I what's yours? I think it's not the UK, is it?
Do you know what? Mine is not necessarily
your bed.
Like a country. Yes.
I think it's your bed.
Yeah, my room.
Yeah.
I feel like that is just my
space.
It's my space.
What is our favorite movie?
Ugh, I don't even know what my favorite movie is.
I think I know what mine is. I can watch back to back, like over and over and over again.
Is it a rom-com?
It's a comedy. You probably wouldn't know it.
Is it Gone In?
No. God, now everything is Gone In.
I don't think I know.
I was going to say Black Chicks. White Chicks.
Okay.
I can watch that over and over again. I just think it's so funny.
I haven't watched that back, you know.
It's so
funny.
I think
I'm going to watch it as an adult.
It's so funny.
What's mine?
Your favourite movie? I don't...
Okay, I'll make it easy for you. It's when it's got a certain actor in it. Those are my favourite ones.
A certain actor? Actor. Is it he said is can be your dad?
Oh my god.
I thought you meant Everybody Hates Chris dad.
Terry Crews?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Michael Kyle's who I want to be my dad.
Oh.
I want to be my dad, my boyfriend, my husband, I want to be everything.
What actors in every movie?
I've talked about him on the pod like a few times. I'd be standing him.
Oh my God. What does it start with? What letter?
If I tell you, you know it straight away.
I don't know.
I talked about when Jazz and Vic were here one time.
Kevin Hart. Yes. How did I know that? Oh my God.
I was going to say Kevin Hart. I remember, what's her name? Vic telling me that I'm one of the little.
The little. Okay, what's our favourite food?
Oh, yours is fufu.
Oh, yes.
Fufu and soup.
Yes. I feel like yours is eba.
No.
Is it actually, not? No,
because basically when I was younger, I vomited once when I was in eba, right? I was ill. And since then it's just left a poor taste in my mouth. And I can't eat it unless I'm craving it.
Pounded yam?
Yes.
Yeah, I got those.
With what though?
With...
You don't know what it's called though. You can say it in English.
Efiriro or
Gusi? Yes! Oh, yes! Efiriro. Yes. I don't like a Gusi. It reminds me of dandruff.
Oh, okay. You're really a picky
eater. I'm very picky.
Oh my God. Okay, what's...
We're doing really well at this.
Yes. So you guys, we do know each other.
Exactly.
What's our favourite day of the week?
Bloody hell. You have to ruin it, don't you?
I think I know what mine is. It's quite easy.
I think it's probably weekend, isn't it? Is it weekend? Well, Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what yours is.
Have I ever said what mine is?
No. Favourite day of the week.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah.
Monday? No. Tuesday? Wednesday?
You can't go through the week, sis. Don't wait like that.
Is it a weekend?
No.
Thursday?
No.
Wednesday?
It's Wednesday. It's actually
really?
Wednesday.
Yeah, why?
I just love a Wednesday. Like, I don't feel... Bad things don't happen to me on a Wednesday.
Maybe because it's halfway through the week where you feel like the weekend has come in.
Yeah, and it's just... There's something about a Wednesday, just light in the air.
Yeah.
Love a Wednesday.
I love a Thursday as well because I know that the Friday... Like, Friday's here.
I don't like Thursdays very much, you know?
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't know what it is. Next one. What's our favourite animal?
That's a true question. That's a true question. None.
Same. Add on that one.
None.
I actually don't. I hate animals.
Impossible. I literally was telling Brent here before you came that if I get to heaven and I see birds there, I am in hell.
If I see a cat and dog there, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, unless God reprograms me where I'm not scared of them anymore. But even then,
my pre-life might just keep through.
What is our favorite toast topping? I don't know about that. Ugh,
the butter in it.
Yeah.
Jam.
Oh no, I hate jam.
Really?
Yeah.
I like jam.
Just butter.
I told you one time when I had bread. I had a bread jam and sardine sandwich. You know?
Yeah.
It's banging.
Disgusting.
Perfect and sweet.
Sardine.
Favorite.
That was very fishy.
Literally.
What is our favourite item of clothing?
Ooh. Ooh, I think... Is this included like accessories?
You could include it. It's got a shoe emoji next to it. Okay. So I guess you can include it.
I think you like a bag.
I do like a bag.
You like a bag.
I do like a bag.
Yeah, I think you like a bag.
What do you like? I think you like getting your nails done.
I do like getting my nails done.
But that's not clothing.
No, but that's like, yeah. But it's part of it.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. Because I feel like I dress very simple. Mm. But like, I would like have, I don't know, makeup. I don't know.
Yeah.
But clothing wise though. Okay, what do you think is our go-to outfit?
Your go-to outfit. What is our go-to outfit?
I think with you, you always have nice tops. Like you have a nice top.
Yeah.
And then you pair with like either like trousers or like jeans or something.
Yeah.
I feel like your statement piece
is top.
Is the top. And if you're not wearing a dress, that is.
Yeah.
I think if we were like, we need to go somewhere quickly.
Yeah.
Pick an outfit quick. I can see you going for a nice top.
Top, yeah. And basic bottoms.
Yeah.
I think if we were to go out quickly, I think you like a cord.
I love a cord. Wearing a cord today. Love a cord.
I think you like a cord.
Yeah.
Or you're not really a dress girl, are you?
Not really, but I really want to be a dress girl.
Yeah, I feel like you're like a cohort.
Yeah, or like a, yeah.
Yeah.
But I really want to be a dress girl.
Yeah.
Watch out for me this summer, I'm wearing dresses. Dresses galore. But I think dresses are hard to, it's hard to find nice dresses that fit you like a glove.
And also that are not giving BBL or not giving like, I'm going to the clubs.
The cutouts.
Honestly, sick of it.
Honestly.
What is my favourite possession?
I thought you were going to say position. What did I say? What? Your favourite possession?
Yeah. Like, what do we like to have?
Oh, dear. Very possession. That's a difficult one.
I think you like to have a bottle of water.
Oh, that kind of possession. A bottle of water.
I think you always have a bottle of water.
No.
Do you not?
I think it's something I like to have more.
Pineapples?
No. She's always saying pineapples. I've got pineapples with me.
What do you like to have?
Okay, what's one
Your thing? Lip balm.
Yes. Yes, that's it. Yes. What's your favorite possession? I think your phone.
Yeah.
Your phone?
Yeah. I always have my phone.
You always have
Even
your
if
phone.
I'm going to the toilet, I have my phone.
Really? Yeah.
I can't leave my little baby alone.
I'm so done with you.
Is there more? Okay. What do we prefer? Tea or coffee?
Your tea, babe.
Yeah. I'm slowly getting into coffee, though.
Are you?
Yeah, slowly.
I can't do coffee. It's
But like more like lattes. Ooh, and like okay. a syrup latte, like vanilla latte or like a, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I listened to Black Girls Living the other day and they were saying how, like when you go to Starbucks, you can add and take things away from like the menu. Yeah. Actually, the menu was standard.
No. So
it's about like hazelnut and all that.
So I have a vanilla latte or like caramel latte and people be like, oh, can I have oat milk or.
Yeah, I always say oat milk because I ain't trying to die.
Oat milk.
I can't do cow's milk. I'm going to pass out.
Oat milk will close my throat.
Really?
Yeah.
You're allergic?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So I can't do oat milk.
Oh, wow.
Or almond milk. Can't
So you can't do nuts? No. You don't eat Ferrero Rochers?
I do, but when it comes to actual eating, like,
oh, like pure nuts.
Actual almonds.
Really?
My girl.
Can you eat peanuts?
I can eat peanuts, but when it comes to almonds specifically.
Really?
Yeah. I remember the last time I had almond milk, girl.
Oh my gosh.
My nose was blocked. My throat. Yeah. Like it was so bad. Damn. It was so bad.
I see people that are allergic to nuts, yeah.
Oof. I can do like regular peanuts.
Yeah.
But when it comes to almond.
Yeah, Zara's allergic. Alex is allergic as well.
Yeah.
You can't have nuts. So like.
Oh, complete nuts.
Yeah, they can't.
Oh.
Throat closing up, eyes swelling up,
oh.
rashes, hives. It's mad.
Yeah. Chocolate or ice cream?
Both sound.
I know what I'm more.
Both sound like the toilet to me. chocolate or ice cream?
Oh, I didn't answer yours.
What was it? What
You're
was
a question? Tea.
Oh,
You're
yeah, I'm a
tea.
Tea. Yeah, I love a cup of tea. Chocolate or ice cream? I think you want ice cream.
Yeah,
you want ice cream. I don't think I've ever have I seen you eat chocolate.
I don't really like chocolate
really,
like that. Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen you eat chocolate actually.
I'm not really. I can eat it, but I'm not like a fan like that. Yeah. I think you're a chocolate, but I don't really see you eat chocolate.
Yeah, I'm not really more, but I think I would eat. So I've eaten more chocolate in the past
year than I have. Because I don't really see you eat ice cream either.
Yeah, because ice cream I crave it, but I know the consequences, so I eat it in the secret room. Oh, do you know what actually?
Yeah, go on.
Gavina, one of our listeners, I think you've seen her, page? And she told me actually about, she posted Ben and Jerry's vegan cookie dough. So I'm going to try it. Thank you, girl. We had a whole conversation about ice cream and everything, the whole thing. But I'm going to try it and then,
Is it meant to be healthy or is it just...
No, but it's non-dairy. That's it. That's the key. Yeah, it's non-dairy.
Okay.
So I want to try it and see what it tastes like.
Because when I have a milkshake,
But I have to have like, so I'll be craving a milkshake. I do what I got to do. Sorry.
Like,
I get small.
Yeah. And my stomach be shaking.
My stomach be cramping up, but.
<Ra-da-da-da>.
Literally.
Okay. That's day so or night?
I don't even know.
I'm not really a night babe.
What happens in the night? Do I sleep?
Yeah. I can, if I have, like back in uni, if I had deadlines, I could do them in the night.
Yeah, that I could be a night owl.
But I think I'm more of a day girl.
I had days more exciting.
Yeah, I think I'm a day girl.
Actually, you know, but I feel like these days I'm really tired, so I'm looking forward more to the evenings and nighttime.
Yeah, that is
silence,
true.
It's peaceful then.
That is true.
Yeah, I'll say night.
Going out or staying in?
No, you go, you know.
I think you're staying in.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. Oh, why am I answering?
You already know. You're going out, yeah.
I love to go.
Yeah, I love to stay in.
Summer or winter?
Summer for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, summer. Summer's lit.
Yeah. I don't know for you. I think both.
Yeah, I am both. Because I actually like both. Winter.
Yeah.
I like the whole, I don't know what it is. Like, obviously it's cold and stuff. But I don't know. I just like the whole, that it's cold outside, but I'm being warm.
Warm inside.
And it's just like kind of like, it feels like a very chilled period of the year
as well.
I'm both. But this summer, I want to, we say this every year. Five years this podcast, we've been
saying outside.
I actually want to be outside.
No, we have to be outside. But anyway,
I'm defrosting.
Like I'm coming out of hibernation.
Not defrosting, go away.
I'm defrosting from tomorrow. Yeah. I'm outside.
We're saying this because Sunday we went out.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're listening. Right,
yeah. Yeah. But,
Savory or sweet?
I think you are sweet.
Yeah.
What is savory that you would like a meat pie?
Know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'm sweet.
I can see more sweet.
Yeah. I think you're savory.
I think I'm more sweet, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a sweet babe. I'm a sweet babe.
Got it wrong, guys. Pizza or burgers? I think your burgers.
Yeah,
because of the cheese on the pizzas.
Yeah, I think your pizza. I don't really see you eating pizza.
I love pizza. I love me.
Actually,
pizza.
You do. Actually, yes, you do love pizza.
I love a pizza.
Remember you put me on the sweet chili pizza?
The Tesco one.
Yeah.
Guys, Tesco needs to.
Is that gone?
No, it's still there.
It's still there.
I was going to say Tesco need to.
Sponsor us.
The sweet chili, guys. If you're listening, get the sweet chili pizza. But when you think about it, it sounds disgusting, you know?
No, but honestly, guys. And y'all know I'm picky.
Yeah, that pizza
is banging. It's just a perfect
combination of sweet and savory.
Yes, it's banging.
Yeah. So. Movies or music?
Ooh, I think your music.
I think your movies.
Yeah. You love music.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I'm more music. I don't really get time. Because you know music, you can listen to it more on the go.
Yeah.
But I don't really get time to sit down and have and watch movies.
I think maybe not movies, but like your like a TV show.
Oh yes.
Yeah, maybe
oh,
not necessarily movies, but like TV show kind of.
Absolutely.
Mountains or beach? We both beaches.
Which is for real.
We don't do mountains.
What am I climbing for?
No.
Do manual labor.
And the last one is early bird or night owl?
I think you're a night owl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a night owl.
I'm not an early bird at all. I think you're an early bird.
I am definitely early bird.
Early. I'm a grumpy early bird. Like, yeah.
I'm like, good morning. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm more like a night owl. Like, yeah.
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 That was very interesting. Yeah. That's so good.
I think we did well.
We definitely did well.
Need to go back to the question of, what was it? What the main thing you don't like about yourself?
Oh, yes.
Do you know what it is though?
I know what it is, but I'm working on it. So, yeah. And we spoke about it on the pod, actually.
Is it not having patience?
There's that. But that didn't cross my mind. I'm saying in the list. That didn't cross my mind. It's something that I don't like about myself.
That's the same
thing.
Sound
like a parable.
What do you not like about yourself? Guys,
I don't like that. I don't like this thing. No. I don't like. I'm confused now.
You don't like the fact that you don't like that about yourself.
Yeah, or I don't like that. I don't know. I'm so confused.
Okay, what is it?
Body dysmorphia. I don't like that.
Oh my God, how did I not know that? Oh, guys, we've spoken about this so many times.
I was starting to think of how can I word this. I don't like that. It's something that I don't like that I do have. Oh, that's what you said, yeah.
Yes, that is definitely one.
That.
Yeah.
Oh,
how did I miss that? Okay.
But we did well.
I think we did really well, guys. So yeah, we pretty much do know each other.
Do you know what? You guys sent some questions in. Maybe we made them easy.
Yeah. Or make it hard.
I think that'd be a good thing to play for the last show.
Yeah. A game to play.
But then I'm very awkward. I don't know anything. Because they'll ask like really hard things.
Yeah. Or like something that we've said on the pod and who said it.
Who said what? That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
That would be a good show to do.
Yeah. Soon come, guys. Soon come. I know we always say this.
They're tired of our shit. I'm going to stop talking about it until we actually have news for them.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
First of all, you bitches. You
honestly.
Quiet.
But that'd be good. Another thing I saw as well was something weird.
Mm-hmm.
Calling bold men bold now is classified as sexual harassment. Just like, but you're bold. Like, what other word am I supposed to call you? And how is that sexual harassment? It doesn't make any sense. Like, where does...
Where's the sexualness? Where's the...
Sexuality?
Where's the sexualization? There we go.
Of
where's
being
the sexualizing
bold?
Of bold? Yeah, people say like, you know, I like a... Okay, to be fair, people say I like a black bold man. But that's different.
I just think that's so weird.
I think it's so dramatic. I just think it's... I just think... Did a man come up with that? I feel like sometimes men try to get involved in things and sometimes just don't.
I was just like, really? Like, now we're being extreme now.
Like, don't. Why? Like, how is that...
Let me...
I know
Google
everyone
it.
Finds bold men sexual, you know, like, sexy, by the way.
Yeah, because some of y'all...
Some of your boys get hair transplant. I'm playing.
But yeah, no, apparently... I think it's... Oh, it's... Calling a bold man is bold. Calling a man bold is sexual harassment, employment tribunal rules. Tom Finn, who worked at West Yorkshire manufacturing firm for 24 years, is in line for compensation. Hair loss is much more prevalent among men than women. So using it to describe someone is a form of discrimination. But how is it sexual harassment? It can be discrimination, okay, if that's what you want to call it.
I guess with workplaces, yeah, like anything that is... some from discrimination, it just either put, it's either racial or it's sexual. So
yeah.
They couldn't make it race, so they said throw in a sexual, will ya?
That is so strange.
I thought maybe someone walked by, a woman walked by and stroked his head and said, you're both sexy, man. That's sexual harassment. But if it's like,
but you can get compensated for that now.
I can't lie to you, I wish my work would do something to me that could get compensated.
That's crazy. Ruin the bag.
That's crazy, man.
But it's just mad how like now, like, I feel like definitions of stuff is just getting loosened and like, do you know what
like,
I mean?
Let's get our story straight.
Yeah, like, let's stick to the facts.
Let's get to the facts.
Yeah, like, now anything is just sexual harassment.
I don't see. I'm sorry, I don't get the concept behind that. I don't get. But I really think it's because in workplaces, it's either some form of racial discrimination or sexual harassment. Like, those tend to be the two categories.
Yeah.
And then it's just disrespect. That disrespect is not a category in its own.
But I can see how somebody can see it's discrimination because... But then how is discrimination because you're bold?
You. It's not saying like you describing me as, who's Esther in that group? Or
the black
girl.
And
I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, you're racist. I'm black, and I?
How else am I supposed to describe you?
You're bold, aren't you? Unless you're bold from like illness.
Maybe, because, yeah, maybe.
No, that man don't sound like it.
Because it says something about hair loss.
Oops. Well, yeah, but men suffer hair loss though. Like your hair just be going.
It's just so strange.
The hair goes with the sense.
Oh, he was referred to as bold cunt.
Okay. But that's still not even...
sexual harassment. Sexual. Wow.
Because no, it's cunt. Because yeah. Cunt means... He's not a woman though. Because cunt is vagina, isn't it?
Yeah.
So...
That's crazy to be calling someone that in the workplace.
I wish someone called me a cunt.
What's that woman
I'll
called?
I'll be out of here.
The woman from HR?
Sally.
ring upon the HR.
Ring upon the HR. I can't work. I'm emotionally distressed. Like,
honestly.
I got to go.
But calling someone a bold cunt in the workplace is a bit mad.
It's mad though.
That is very mad.
I feel like when things happen in the workplace, like, you know, like if things happen in the real life, you just want to argue with someone and want to fight them. But
yeah.
In the workplace, you have to remember there's a bag to be secured. Yeah. Like,
but then also HR don't work for you. They'll protect the company.
No, if I'm going to take him to court.
True that.
If I'm going to take you to court, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody get their story straight. That's all I'm going to say. Get your facts right.
I wish somebody would call me a bold cunt in the workplace.
I need a payday.
I will be all over the Sun, the Daily Mail.
I'm singing like a canary.
Telegraph.
Not Telegraph.
I'm everywhere.
I'll be like, when I see people now, I'm just so scared because I feel like they're going to call me a cunt.
Like, I'm so scared
I
to
wake
go
up
out.
and I just dream about cunts.
All I hear is bold cunt in my dreams.
Bold cunt. That's what I hear. I'm like, I just sleep and I just see vaginas all the
honestly,
time.
Honestly, I think I need to go to therapy. Like, I need some counselling.
I need therapy.
Oh, gosh.
I need therapy. That's what I was saying.
Mate. That's one thing I actually need to do this year, to be fair.
Yeah.
Is go to therapy.
Go to therapy. Nah, it's crazy, man.
But yeah, no, when I saw that, I just thought, yeah, that's mad.
I saw you and I just said, you're up to some shit again.
That is crazy.
And I hate when I have to say that because, you know, sometimes some people say, people are like, oh, y'all are just woke. And really, it's actually important issues to be addressed.
Yeah.
And people's reactions are always like, oh, you guys just up to some mess again.
But I feel like it's just a white people thing. Like, trust a white man to get compensated for that.
Yeah, the black men being called aggressive in the workplace and ain't nothing.
Is that not sexual harassment too?
Because I've been called sassy in the workplace. I should have.
Have you? I've been called sassy by my friends, but maybe I should take them to court.
I'm quite sassy. I don't mind losing a friendship over some money. I trade that in.
What have I been called in the workplace?
I've been called trouble and I didn't do nothing.
Really? But in a jokey way or like a...
They say it's a jokey trouble. Way, but they say it in a jokey way, but you don't know me.
Yeah.
Because basically it's me and my other black friend. They're like, oh, here comes trouble.
But you could take that to HR.
We're silly. We should have. I'm going to message her. But yeah.
Maybe, sassy, you know?
I've been called sassy, but is it in a joke?
In a joke way,
LOL.
I think I've been called... someone said that was a lot of sass when we went out for lunch in the workplace. And basically, I was asked a woman to make me a sandwich, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted salad, but she didn't put the salad. So I was like, actually,
was a lot of sass.
She was like, oh, the way you said that was quite that was a lot of sass. And I was like, I just said, oh, can you?
She was white, wasn't she?
Yeah. I was like, can you put this salad in there, please?
Oh my! Even if I said sorry, where's the salad? I don't care. You had one job.
I don't know. Maybe because you had to unfold the wrapper again and open up the sandwich and put this. Business.
But you know what's mad though? Because that shows how white people actually see black people, even without you doing anything.
Yeah.
Because that sass, there was no sass in that.
At all.
And also though, I think they just have a misconception or an assumption that we're just this way inclined. Like they assume we're aggressive. They assume we're loud. They assume we're outspoken.
And we always have something. Like, you know,
Something to complain about.
Yeah. Like, but I'm sorry. If I don't like something, I'm going to say I don't like
That's
it.
That's so interesting.
And I'm paying for it.
That's an undertone of... Because you know, I think sometimes people feel that racism has to be like, nigger.
No, like, there's hidden undertones.
Undertones. Yeah. It's undertones.
Yeah. She's like, oh, that was a little sass.
That's undertone.
And I was like, okay.
And that's what... Because that stuff like that makes you feel... Like, even though like you might do a cheeky little grin.
Yeah.
It makes you feel weird about the way you're dressed up. But then that means... And then that's why a lot of people, like, they're in workplaces where they're taking the piss, but... Mm-hmm. They don't want to react because, like, oh, I don't want to come across as this. Amma, react.
It's even reminding me of a time when I was younger, right? And I had braids, but I had it in a bun. But the bun was big.
Yeah.
Please tell me why my teacher was like, oh, your bun reminds me of, like, some sort of character. In the classroom, she typed up the character and put it on the whiteboard, Esther.
No.
And she was Asian. And I just thought, we're meant to be in a community together.
No, we're not.
But back then...
One thing I learned...
I mean, now I know.
Now I know.
But back then, I just thought...
Yeah, like we're both minorities. Yeah. Why would you do that?
She put up... And I can't remember what the name... And the person also had
That's so sad.
And I was just like... and everybody was laughing.
That's embarrassing.
And I was just like...
That's so bad.
Just like...
That's so bad.
So bad.
That's actually so bad.
So bad. But you know, it's like when you... It's just talking about...
It's awkward.
When you deep things later, you're like, rah, like that is actually...
Yeah. That's sad.
Crazy. She put the picture up in the classroom on the whiteboard. Even though it was a small classroom, but still.
I don't care if there's five people in there. I remember one time a teacher was telling me off and... I think I told a story before. My mum wrote a letter and he left the school.
Mm.
And this was in front of my friends, as in like my black friends that I'm not embarrassed.
Your codies.
My codies. And he was literally dressing me down for simply asking him about what his course entailed. And he was like, serious student would have researched themselves and would have done this and done that. You come to me, you didn't do this. I was like, I'm just asking a question. It was a simple question, you know?
Yeah.
Because it was like an extended project that you do, like you get extra credits for. So I missed the thing because I think I wasn't in or something. Yeah. Or I had something else to do.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, I missed the talk. Like, can you just give me a quick summary or can I come to you? Like, come and meet you another time.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
And he was just rude to me. Like, literally, like, we're all just stunned. Like, that if it was a thing where if I told him the story, they wouldn't believe it because they would have said, what did you really ask? Because everyone was there, everyone was like, she just asked this. Like, what the hell?
Unprovoked.
And I went home. I was literally crying. So I couldn't even get my words out. And then when I told my mom, she's like, okay.
Because sometimes it makes you think, like, what did I do? Like,
but it's you taking out your. And that's the thing, because I know that sometimes as an adult, you have stacks shit going on in your life.
But even then, you're at work.
You're at work, and you need to put that aside.
Yeah, I think it's different if it's like, oh, I don't know, like it's your daughter or something, or someone where. You know, it can be easily, they're forgivable
and understanding.
But when it's someone I don't know you like that, we're not on the same level, we're here, you're here to provide us a service.
I can't, with my job, like stuff going on. Like I've had stuff going on in my personal life and I go up to work and I'm showing up.
Literally.
You show up and you show out and then when you get back, when you finish that, then you reset.
Yeah,
like,
you continue.
You continue your struggle.
Yeah, but I just think in the workplace, there's been times where I felt like I need to go to the toilet and cry right now.
Oh, I have.
And come back and act like nothing
happened.
But am I then going
to
sit down and say I'm not going
to
answer my emails? Or
oh,
I'm not gonna do
me.
Yeah. Or I'm not gonna do my job.
Yeah.
No, I have to do what I gotta
even
do.
Even times like you, I keep myself to myself in the office sometimes where I just be in a corner.
Mm.
But when someone comes to me, I'm like, excuse me.
Don't talk to me.
Do you get me? Like yeah. You still have some sense.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I wonder what he's doing. I don't remember his name.
It is actually man. Crazy.
But yeah, it's crazy, man.
It's mad the things that Black people go through.
Black people go
not
through,
to do pity party, but.
No, I'm pissing partying. I'm absolutely pissing partying.
Pity and partying.
Partying. Okay. I'm actually sick of it. Oh my gosh, you see Nella Rose is now the host of Catfish.
Yes, congratulations.
I'm so proud of her. I'm so happy for her. Like,
congratulations.
I am just, what an excellent queen.
Honestly. And I feel like she's somebody that's worked hard. Like
she works hard and she just deserves, man.
And you know when somebody just brings a breath of fresh air. Like, yeah. I feel like when she started doing what she, like, her YouTube and stuff like that, it was very different. Like, something that we hadn't already seen. So that's what I mean by, like, breath of fresh air, as in, like, it was like, a different layout.
Not Brent making noise, you know, a session, and he still went on and did it.
A different layout of
YouTubing.
Ah, I was going to say YouTubering.
Like it's a layer. You were actually in the layer spirit. It's a layering, YouTubering.
A different layer of YouTubing.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's carried her through like this
she's
long.
She's the trendsetter. She actually 100%, started the trends.
And like, she's
and I think
authentic.
Her pure heart.
Yeah. Like,
she's got a pure heart. Because I think sometimes, we talk about this, people playing the game.
And
I thought like, I should have played the game.
You know what? But you know what's with me, yeah?
But it's not my nature.
I can't pretend. I
could be saying you one thing, my face is telling you this bitch is lying.
And the thing is, I can't befriend people for the sake of befriending you. I just can't. Like,
it's for sake of like getting something out of them.
Yeah, like I don't mind making new friends.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like, even the other day, somebody was talking about how do you make friends as an adult.
You know, I was thinking that.
Like, it's hard.
Yeah. Hard.
Because everybody's like got their own friendship
circle.
You think
it's harder or it's easier?
I think it's easier in terms of who you want to be, like who you choose to want to be friends with.
Because
when you're younger, you're kind of friends with people in your spaces that you see all the time.
Yeah.
I think when you get older, you kind of choose, actually, I don't want to associate myself with you because you're not my kind of vibe.
Yeah, you're moving mad, babes.
Yeah, but I think it's harder because everybody's got their own set of friends that like... Yeah. You can know people, have acquaintances, but actual friends where like I can confide in you and like we're actually like proper friends outside of
all of stuff.
Yeah.
I would like to make new friends.
I think I don't know.
Feel like, I kind of feel like it's easier because give me my belly. Brent, sorry, I'm gonna need cling film, please. Do you have cling film, Brent? I'm gonna need this wrapped up to go because I can't eat fruits when I'm hungry. It's like I'm teasing my belly.
When I said yeah, it reminded me of that TikTok when they go, yeah.
That sounds very sexual.
Have you not heard that? Have you not seen that TikTok? What is it, a TikTok? Yeah, it is. If you're listening, you know what I'm talking about.
Do they? I feel like it's easier because when you get to start, like, I know what I want in a friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Jamie,
yeah.
Like, you know your character. Yeah. You know all that kind of stuff. So I think the hard part is, again, being able to make time because the fact that as adults now we have to get our calendars out. And if it's not my calendar, it's not happening, by the way.
Like, it's actually crazy. Like, you want to meet up with friends and be like, no, this weekend I'm booked.
Yeah.
The next weekend they're booked. Like, it's literally...
And then you put it in your calendar, like, meet up with a queer. Like,
yeah.
I have to do that.
Yeah,
otherwise, it's not happening.
Yeah, same.
So, like, I think is that part that maybe makes it hard.
Okay.
I think also as well, because everyone goes through stuff where... You've dropped friends, you've had new friends. Like, there's always this skepticism when it comes to making new friends that you feel like you can't trust people.
Mm.
But I don't want to live like that. But I think it's just about knowing how much to share. Once you know how much you want to share with people, I feel like the trust issues evaporate because you won't feel so worried that you share this with them. They might go and spill it to the world.
Yeah, but I think even with that, I just think I don't have a problem sharing. No, I don't have an issue with me thinking that my friend's going to go and like make a new friends and they're going to go and tell someone else. I think my issue is actually it coming out of my mouth. Like that's the sharing, the fact that it's going to come from my mind.
My mind to my mouth.
To my tongue, come out of my mouth. I think that's the issue. I don't have trust issues in terms of my friends telling other people. I know that the people that I'm friends with, like, I know you wouldn't just tell my business to other people.
What about new friends though?
Yeah, new friends, yeah. Even then, I think I know
you haven't stood the test of time, you know.
But I think I know, like you were saying, I know the limit of what I want to share. So even if you was to, I wouldn't feel a type of way because whatever I've said is not shareable.
It's just, shareable.
But my issues of the core things that I feel like I want to share.
Yeah. I don't be sharing. But you know what I will say though? I think we're growing, I think.
In terms of?
Like, in terms of, like, communication. Actually, to be fair, I can't really speak for you, actually. I'm not in a shady way, but just, like...
Yeah, no, I get it.
But I think, with myself, I'm seeing that I'm communicating a lot better.
That's good.
My belly is going... I'm hungry! Guys. Oh, my gosh!
Yeah,
I think I'm getting better with communicating.
That's good.
Communicating how I feel about stuff and even setting boundaries.
That's good.
I'm doing better with that.
That's good. I think that I'm... I think I've always been a good communicator. I mean,
no, you definitely are. I can't.
I'm gonna toot my horn, but
no. I think that's why I said I couldn't speak for you because you are. Like, in terms of even like, okay, let's think of relationships.
Yeah, I think
say how you feel.
Yeah,
I will be like, okay,
but I think that's also to my detriment because
is it?
Yeah, because I was having this conversation yesterday where I'm always talking about how somebody's made me feel.
Okay,
I'm never talking about
how you might make them feel.
No, as in how they are as a person, like as a person,
okay,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, so
I'm always saying, oh, what you did made me feel this way. I feel this way, da da da. But I'm never saying, actually, you're a shit person. Like, I'm never holding people accountable to who they actually
are. But then, do you think that though? Because I feel like the way sometimes someone can make you feel may not be a reflection of who they are. So someone might say something to you, but the intention wasn't to make you feel
There is that.
You feel like maybe then the way someone makes you feel, you associate that with who they are.
Yeah. But I never tell people about themselves. I think that's what it is. I think that's what it is. Like, I'm always like, oh, like, you made me feel this way, da, da, da. But I'm never like telling people about themselves in terms of like, you're shit.
Really, what you did was crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely don't. People do things and I just think, I just make notes and I move accordingly.
And I make too many excuses for people. I think that's, I'm always like, it's like you say to me, oh, like, oh, someone said this something, but actually maybe like, you know.
But you do that with yourself though?
I don't give myself that enough grace.
So if someone does, if I came to you, you'd probably be like, oh, maybe they didn't mean that, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. But if someone did that to you, do you say to yourself, maybe
yeah. But but when it comes to me, like in this, what I do, I don't give myself
that grace of, maybe I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah. But with other people, I'm always like, oh, like trying to see the good in people. And it's always.
Boy, that ain't working for me.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. But
it's a lot.
Yeah, guys.
It's a lot, man.
We're going to end it here.
Yeah, we don't even know. What episode was this even? 156, 157, I think.
Guys, I'm trying not to yawn because I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
I think it is episode 157.
Damn.
Yeah.
So episode 157. Please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at No Shade Pod.
Yep.
Please rate us on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify. I can say rate us 5 stars. Spotify. Rate us on Spotify.
Yep.
5 stars on Spotify. That's it.
Apple as well.
Yes, leave us. I'm trying to make space on my phone. What do you do when you're running out of space on an iPhone? Like, sorry, but I don't think it's disposable. Why should I have to get a new phone? That's so dead.
And I feel like there's like slowing down my phone as well.
Yeah, but I'm running out of space. I had to delete the Apple Podcast. I can't even tell if anyone's
Yeah, I've deleted Bear apps as well. And I have to delete Bear. It's even happened on my laptop. I think my laptop's even the worst.
My laptop, that one, but at least that one you can get a thingy, a hard drive,
yeah.
Can you get a hard drive for your phone? Because even the iCloud,
yeah, I think so.
But iCloud, are you taking things from my phone and storing to the cloud? Or is it appearing on my phone still?
I think it's appearing on your phone still.
Take it out. Because you're also annoying me as well, yeah. I'm so sorry, guys. I know this was the outro, but basically, when I got my phone,
yeah.
I started afresh. So I asked not to import videos and pictures from iCloud. What did this heifer do?
They imported it.
Like, when I tell you, from my very first iPhone.
Oh, wow.
So that's why I've run out of space, but I don't know how to take, I don't know how to get rid of that.
Yeah.
If anyone knows, please. I'm asking.
I have stuff on my phone from like 2014.
Yes.
Or like even before that.
Same.
It's ridiculous.
And why is that the case? Actually, I want to ask Brent, you should know. You know when you're on your iPhone? I should ask you after.
Yeah.
I'll ask you after, sorry. But yeah, so yeah, guys, so leave us reviews on Apple and Spotify.
Yeah.
Follow us at No Shade Pod on Instagram and Twitter, please. Mm-hmm. Tag us, interact with us, DM us. You can actually DM us. We actually reply to DMs. Like,
yeah, DMs, we actually do. We
do. So, DM us as well. Let us know how you find the episode. Let us know if you relate to anything. And yeah, if you have topic ideas for us as well, let us know.
Let me just shout our listener real quick as well.
Yeah.
I feel like we should do that every episode.
Yeah, actually, that's a good idea.
I'm going to shout out today.
Should I get one as well?
Yeah. I'm going to shout out Nahanda. Who messaged us saying, currently making my way backwards down the whole pod. You guys create such great and funny content. Thank you.
Babes.
So thank you, girl, for listening. Or let me not.
What?
I was going to say, I said girl, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for listening. We really, really appreciate it. Especially because you're going all the way back down. Like, there's a lot of episodes.
There's a lot of content.
So thank you.
Thank you, babes. And I want to shout out Memunata.
Yes.
And she's been tagging us and letting us know we're in a top podcast, and she lets us know when she's listening. So
thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Coral.
Thank you. And yeah, we're going to sign out, guys.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.